What's going on, everybody? Eric Levine, Two Cops, One Donut, back finally after a 25-day stint of doing my military orders. We are finally back and hopefully getting things back to normal. And I've got the one, the only Deputy Banning Sweatland with me as usual. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thank you for having me on again.
Absolutely, sir. And I cannot tell
yet or not
if your mic is actually your mic or if that's still coming through your computer.
Let's see.
So let's work it out together. Yep. Everybody that's jumping on and they're like, hey, I didn't know you were doing a live. Well, guess what? Neither did we. We just decided to do it last minute. And you know, it is the way it is. Look, Steve Wallace always, I don't know how he does it. He's always Johnny on the spot. For those wondering, the beard's coming back. Military orders are over. I had to shave my stupid face for the military. You know, they got these dumb standards and whatnot. So, now that I'll get past that, I can grow the man makeup back out. I mean, it's really what it is. It's man makeup.
So. It is. And I'm thinking for some reason now it's telling me on the top right of this that to add my channels.
Uh-oh.
I thought it.
You might have to stack it back up again, sir. What's up, Megan? Let's go through the list here. Kyle Stamey. The beard is back. It's coming. Slowly but surely. I say slowly. It's been like 3 days and I've already got pretty much a beard. I grow quickly. I'm like a chia pet. So... is what it is. Some people are blessed with it. Some people have to grow their beard for a month before you can even notice it. I'm not that guy.
I'm going to duck out of the room for 1 second, see if I can't get these added.
All right, sir. I'll fill everybody in with what this usually entails. So for those that aren't familiar, Banning will be right back. He's having some technical difficulties. But for those that are not familiar, what we will typically do is we'll go through a bunch of body cam videos that we've never watched, and we will pretend as though we are the officers in the body cam. So what makes that a little different? You're like, I see Donut the Operator, and those guys do that too. Although I am nowhere near the level that Donut the Operator is at, because the dude is very entertaining and very good at his breakdowns. What I do is I pretend that I am actually taking the call. Banning was here for like a brief second, then he blinked back out. So that's what gives us a little different twist. And then as we're doing that, we'll pause it and we'll allow everybody that's watching the ability to chime in and be like, well, why didn't you do this? Or, you know, what would you think about this? And then we kind of work out together, like what would work, what wouldn't work. And what's interesting is even when I have multiple cops on here and I have a lot of people in the audience that is also law enforcement or some facet of it, and we all have slightly different ideas and takes and whatnot, and all of those ideas and takes probably still get us to the same end result. So that's kind of the fun part about being a cop, is the fact that I can do this job and do it my way, in a sense, get that, you know, self-satisfaction, you're your own boss, if you will. Except you're just guided by, you know, the Constitution. So, but you're your own little boss and you get to figure out how to be a cop in your own way and do what works best for you. So I see Marine Blood is back. I got Banning back.
Nope.
No?
Still trying to add.
Now I can hear your gain a little bit, that white noise you were talking about. It's a little high.
I think it's because I had the headphones next to the mic.
No, I still hear it. I still hear it. Let's see. Prayers to NYPD tonight, having to deal with this shit. Did NYPD have something else go on? I heard about the Charlotte thing. Everybody's back briefed me on the Charlotte thing. I don't know when you heard about it, Banning, but I was behind the curve on that one.
I was too.
I saw that photo that I posted on LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram today about three Charlotte officers that had got shot, two of which I think were U.S. Marshals. Like a bunch of people got shot. Like eight people got shot and I think three or four died. So from what I understand so far is that it was a arrest warrant for a person that had some sort of weapons charge. And then they get there, that dude shoots at him, they put him down pretty quick, but then they get shot at by somebody else. So That's the story that I've heard so far. The blue voice said four have died. Jason is talking about Columbia University. Unreal. Megan is referring to the Charlotte thing, I think. Jason, if you don't mind, give me some background on the Columbia University thing. I haven't heard of that yet. So I'm assuming protesters, because it's been protesters on anything that's university related. Marine Blood said, I heard something about NYPD breaching a barricaded building with protesters. Oh, see? You know what you needed to do was let Georgia State Police go, and they could have got the protesters because they've got that shit locked down. I posted a video of a Georgia State trooper picking up a dude. just started fucking crying. Now, listen, I'm all about your First Amendment right to protest. Use your voice. Do what you got to do. But people have to understand that that is not carte blanche to just do, say, whenever, wherever you want. It's just not how it works, according to the laws. Whether people want to believe it or not, like, most of those protests, they have to be sanctioned in some way. Like, you have to go and say, hey, we're going to protest here at this public forum. This is what we're going to do. I didn't make those rules. It's just kind of how it is. Ward, I just got here. But yeah, so this kid was protesting in Georgia somewhere, and he decides after he's been cuffed that he's going to throw a tantrum the last minute and just let his body go limp. So he just falls to the ground at the feet of this Georgia State Patrol officer, and the Georgia State Patrolman didn't miss a beat. He just picked his ass up, just carried him out. And I don't think that the protester was ready for that level of commitment that the police officer had, and just started like crying and whining. And it probably does hurt, you know, because he's getting the pressure against the cuff of his arm. But I mean, bro, you were perfectly capable of walking. Here's my other thing. If you're that passionate about something, and I'm speculating here, Banning, this is major speculation, of a confrontation in another country that I'm just going based off the way this guy looked, and that could be very presumptuous. I don't really think he had a stake in that claim. You know what I mean? I could be wrong. Let's say he did have family over there and they're having issues, whether it's Hamas or Israel, whatever side they're on. I'm not into political stuff here. But you're of sound mind and body and of the right military age. How strong are your convictions? Go help.
Exactly.
Go help your side. I'm sure they'll take you. Go help your side. Sit over here and whine about it. You ain't doing no good. What are you doing? You know?
Somebody wrote up here, heard he got drafted by the Falcons.
Dude, that trooper was pretty big, dude. Wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, and then I added Josh Groban to it. You lift me up. I was like, this video's gold all by itself, but I'm gonna put this in there. Charles Hernandez said, I still don't get the whole protesting. One country attacked another country. Now the country is whipping their ass, and now they're crying about it, not understanding it. Seriously, they knew better than to mess with the Israelis. Fair. I've met some Israeli troops. I would not mess with them. They're elite, that's for sure. You know, you want to talk about what it's like to live in an armed society? That's the definition. I mean,
it is.
That's exactly why. They're just at a smaller scale. So NYPD used the ESU Lenko Bear Ramp system to enter the building. I'm going to say the bear cat. That's what I'm thinking of today.
Right.
So, but all right. Let me, I got some videos up here that we have not seen. Share screen.
Okay. It's not letting me add my channels. I don't know why.
No?
No, it might be because
we're already in.
Well, I got locked out of my Facebook 2 days ago, and started sending me messages at 2 a.m. for a 2-factor authentication, which I never did on mine. And
somebody was trying to get in your shit.
Yeah. So basically I'm locked out of it. So
I gotcha.
I've been issues with that, but I mean, the LinkedIn one's fine. It should be working, but it's not allowing me to do it. I'll shut up and go with the video.
Oh, you're okay. Let me see here. Make sure the volume isn't nuts on this. I was trying to play a video earlier. All right. So we have not watched these videos. I'm hearing an echo.
I am too. And your mic, when I logged out, came back in, your mic sounded different. It might be on my end.
Let me just make sure that my mic is the right mic. Audio. Yep. My mics are good. Just double checking. All right. So, first off, shout out to Police Activity on YouTube. This is all the videos tonight are from Police Activity. So go make sure you guys give them a little shout out or subscribe or whatever. Or more importantly, subscribe to Two Cops One Donut YouTube channel. and if you already subscribed, thank you. And I believe in the networking system. If you can get just one person to sign up, you have saved a life. Not really, but maybe. You never know. So, all right, here we go. Viewer discretion advised on all these videos. I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, we have. Okay. So I posted this video.
Yeah, I remember this video.
I don't typically watch videos or I haven't seen the videos we post. I have seen this one. So me and Banning both know what's going to happen. So I'm just going to point out the things to pay attention to. First off, they set this. This was a sting that they'd set up. Seattle police had talked to a man, a 67-year-old male, hundreds of miles away, and pretended to be the mother of an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old for this guy to come over and sleep with. So he traveled hundreds of miles to come meet up with this mother that she's going to let sleep with her kids at a hotel. That's what he thinks anyway. Now, I want you to notice how prepared that this guy is. We've just opened the door and look what he was already doing. You can see him reaching into his jacket to pull a gun. So he was ready to go down with a fight, or he was ready to pull a gun on the mom, whatever it is.
Hey, Officer Thomas, Seattle.
So for me, the gun's already out. If I am this officer, I would like to think I would have the presence of mind to attack the gun because we're that close. That's how I've always been trained. When you're this close, you get behind. We're already behind the curve. So if I start trying to draw my pistol, I'm going to get shot while I'm holding the handle of my gun. So that's not where you want to be. You want to attack the gun, push it into that guy's body, and go from there. Boom. You heard the first shot. So there's a gunshot that already went off. Two-hand control. I love this. This guy does perfect. This bad guy's already fired around trying to shoot at the cop. Now it's pinned up against his body. He's fighting. Bad guy is trying to bite his arm. I know it's hard to see because it's blurred out, but that's what's happening. He's trying to bite his arm. So there is zero excuse for him to say, I didn't know this was a cop. Da 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 da. You can see Johnny on the spot, the other officer. That's his gun by my mouse. He's trying to clear this officer so he can get a good shot. Boom, boom. Both those shots were in the dick, by the way. He just shot that guy. And now, there are a lot of people that got pissed off because of how many shots went into this guy.
You stop shooting when the motion stops.
What people also don't realize, that officer took his gun away. Yep. So I'm going to go back. And I want you to pay attention to these two arms and what they end up doing. Gun. He took that guy's gun away and shot him with his own gun. There is no way those other officers, with their focus being on the threat, saw that happen. What do you think?
Other than the angle, you know, not knowing, I mean, you're obviously, you know what your target is, but
this happened. I mean, the dude already pulled out a gun. He already fired a round off. It's inevitable. And what's going to happen with this case, with what was about to happen, was what was going on. If it wasn't a setup, here's the trial and it's over.
Yeah. Yes. Very true.
It is what it is. I'm sorry, but I just don't have any time or bandwidth for people of this nature.
Marine Blood said, I think if you look carefully, he started putting it back in. Back in what? Oh, that's not what I meant to do. He said, this is a great video. Only sketchy thing is how close the officer is while the others is firing. Yeah, I agree. But I really like that that officer got in there, cleared his partner. It's the only way I can really describe it. He cleared past his partner and basically got two contact shots right to the groin area. I mean, that's the only availability for the target. And that is what officers are trained to do. We look for the target areas that are available.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a, we call them a pig pile. If they were fighting with somebody on the ground and all I have to punch or hit or strike is a kneecap, well, that's what I'm going to hit. It's the only thing I've got. If I can get some good strikes in on a kneecap, that's what I'm going to go after.
I wonder how the, just looking at this from a commander level during and after, how the hotel handled this. That looks like an Embassy Suites, the way it's built with the courtyard in the center and everything. I wonder how the hotel handled that. I mean, obviously the police are already on scene. I'd assume they're going to have more officers downstairs. I'm not sure how they have their sting set up, but was it mass pandemonium? Was it, you know, I'm just curious on that aftermath.
Yeah. Like where did those bullets go?
That and the echo. Yeah. I'm sure you've been in an Embassy Suites, but it echoes like crazy, the echo factor. And then those rounds going off on whatever floor they're on. I mean, I know the people that are down in that courtyard obviously heard that. Most of the people in the rooms, I'm sure, heard it. So just the
end of
I'm sure that ensued after that.
And anybody that's just listening to this podcast, because I usually post this afterwards, if you're just listening, make sure you come back, go to our YouTube channel and click on the live. That's where you can watch what we're talking about versus just listening to it. So there's multiple body cam angles, so I'm gonna go to the next body cam angle. So boom. So he had a good, I mean, at least from his body cam, he could see the gun as well. So he peels off, goes to the left. I think that gunfire ends in all of 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't think that gunfire really lasted as many shots as you hear. It doesn't last that long. Marine Bloods. Wait, this is released as a podcast. Cool. Oh, yes, sir. Yes. This is also the Two Cops, One Donut podcast. So if you go and look on Apple or Spotify or any of the other major ones, just type in the number 2. Cops, the number 1 donut, and that's how you'll find us on audio. So this is the angle I want to see. This is the guy that shoots him in the groin. Oh yeah, it is. Woo. Tactical reload. I like it. So if you're wondering what a tactical reload is, that's when you're not quite sure if your mag is empty and you still think you got some rounds. So you'll dump that mag out into your hand. You don't drop it on the ground. You'll switch it out for a full mag and then you'll take that partial mag and put it in your pocket. So that was a good angle, man. He did. Yeah,
I'm glad you played this video because I've had a lot of people ask me my opinion on it just here and there on LinkedIn and it's obviously a justified shooting. I mean, I hate to see somebody lose their life, but when you pull your gun like that and you know you're caught and the dude's going out in a blaze of glory, that's what they talk about, when a blaze of glory. That's exactly what that guy just did. And just to your sentiments on the very first part of this, he was either going to use that gun on the mother and the children to get whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
Or he saw the police. And he's like, nope, not doing this.
And yeah. And I think it's the totality of the circumstances, knowing that this guy traveled hundreds of miles. That is a level of commitment that nobody can get away from. Yep. You didn't just go, "Oh, I thought we were going to have pizza and, you know, some drinks or whatever." No. Like, bro, you commit, you traveled hundreds of miles to come sleep with a 7 and 11 year old, and you're 67 years old, and you brought a gun.
Yep.
And you were already drawing it as that door was starting to open. Like, there's nothing. There's no defense. And, you know,
I hope they take this car or whatever you drove there. I hope there's not a friggin' lien on it, and they're going to auction it and give it to a friggin' family that maybe something
right
done to them.
Yeah.
And, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Shit, or at least go do some DNA testing on it. Make sure there's no other victims we're not aware of.
100%.
All right, we'll go to the next one. I found a bunch of short ones, so I'm actually pretty excited.
Oh, awesome.
All right, viewer discretion, police activity. Okay, this doesn't look familiar to me yet, so. Okay, so I'll stop here. Anytime I'm coming up to an apartment complex, I am listening intently. I've got my I wear an earpiece. So officers, if you're not wearing earpieces, please start wearing earpieces. Spend the money. It's worth it for your own safety, because the moment they hear your radio chimed up, your level of surprise is completely gone. But I really like listening, coming up, walking, getting to the near the outside of the area that I'm looking for, whatever apartment number it is, and just shutting the fuck up and hearing what I hear. Unless I hear somebody yelling for help or what I think was an exigent circumstance, I'm going to take in as much information as I can. Good. So we could hear some yelling. I couldn't hear. I only heard one male voice. I couldn't make out what he was saying.
David 806. I'm right outside. I see two males from the window just yelling.
Yeah. Okay. So he could see them. They apparently walked across the front of it. Maybe they're,
I think that first story, the window that was open there,
the voices,
I believe, are coming from there. And I could see that one male in the corner of his body camera. Couldn't really see what he was doing.
And then, he said they're in the kitchen. I heard kitchen. So kitchen is the most dangerous area for officers because there's plenty of knives.
You can keep it open for now.
All right, for me, and when you heard that officer say you can keep it open for now, what he means is keep the radio channel open. Typically, when we show up to scenes like this where it's a little volatile, we'll close the channel, and that means nobody else can use that channel. So all your other patrol officers that aren't on this call, they have to either wait or they have to go to a secondary channel while this channel of the radio remains open.
And be lucky enough you're in an agency with a secondary.
Sorry, Banny. Yeah. So in that, with that said, in this situation, I would have left the channel closed. I hear active arguing and possible fighting. I've got eyes on. These domestics are one of the most volatile things, and it doesn't hurt to keep the channel closed. Everybody else can use the other channels. So I would rather err on the side of caution. That's just me. I think us as cops, we get into a habit of, you can leave it open until I figure out what the fuck's going on.
Right.
No, leave it closed until I figure out what's going on. So, and if I was this officer right now, I'm going to keep eyes on while they make contact at the door so I can try to give an updated report of what they're doing, because their attention's going to go to the door, not that window, more than likely. Making sure you stay out of the doorway. When you're knocking on the door, you want to stay off to the side in case they start throwing rounds out the door.
An elderly man and a younger brother both look Asian.
Both look Asian? Is that what he said?
In the kitchen.
Go. Okay. They announced. He said, gun.
Yep.
But they announced Austin Police Department.
I'm betting you that they heard that. But you know as well as I do, working mids, this window and how bright it is in there. When he looked out that window, he may not even have seen that officer.
He may have just saw himself.
Yeah, just a reflection because of how
reflection.
Bright
the room is. Yeah. Okay. So, okay.
Shots fired. Subject is down. He's laying in the garage.
They were arguing in English, so you know they understood English.
He's trying to open the door. Move. Hey, stop. Don't move. I want to shoot you again. Stop moving or I'll shoot you again. Stop moving or I'll shoot you again.
Austin Police Department, open the door.
That's a lot of time.
It is.
Austin Police Department, delay. Hey, he's got a gun. Delay. Shot.
What were his intentions? He hears police.
Yeah.
He hears the knock. He hears police. Then he retrieves gun. Gun's visible. I mean, it's.
And the other argument's going to be he's in his own home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we because somebody says cops doesn't mean it is the cops.
Right.
So I think it's kind of the perfect storm of a shit show.
Oh, 100% shit show. For sure. Yeah.
So, holy shit. So from here, obviously you want to go try to render aid once you make sure it's clear. I'm also curious who answered the door. Was it the guy that got shot or was it the other person?
I knew the guy got shot. So I think it was the same dude that was standing in the corner when we saw him. He's arguing with somebody. I don't know if they're in the bedroom, if they're on the phone or what, because I only heard one person's voice. And I
yeah.
Too, but I only heard one.
Yeah, I only heard one.
He said police. Then he gets knocked down by a round or two. And then when they said, then he said he's coming back to the door. You can see him from the floor reaching up, pulling that door open. So I've still only seen one person in the apartment. I don't know about you.
Yes, only basically one so far. Let's see what they do from here.
Shots fired. Subject is down. He's laying in the garage or laying in the living room at the front
he's
door.
He's trying to open the door. Move.
Hey, stick your hands out the front door now. Do it. David 11, he shut the front door.
And he shut the door. I mean, there's always the argument like, no, you're going to shoot me. I'm not going to open that door. Okay. Curious what y'all got to say about that one. That was it's going to be a nightmare.
Even if you're not law enforcement out there watching this, we want to know what you think about it. I mean, you've got two guys that got a lot of time on the street here talking. Sometimes we make fools of ourselves talking. We want to know what y'all are thinking about it. That's
the thing here. I mean, for me, like, I don't know, man. I don't know what I would have done in that situation. I mean, you've got your guys at the door. He's about to answer the door with a gun after you've announced.
Yeah. It's hard for me to, without being there. I mean, the body cam shows good stuff, but it doesn't show everything, you know? And so I'm not going to jump into this officer's head without actually being there right next to him and seeing what he's seeing.
Yeah.
So it's hard to do that. And I know that's going to be up to, you know, internal affairs. They're, you know, it's an officer involved shooting. TMPA or CLEAT are going to be looking at this. And this is what they're going to have to go on with the officer's testimony and narrative, et cetera. But, man, this, when you said shitstorm, I mean, this is a 100% shitstorm. And I'm curious to know what the end of the jacket of this looks like, you know? How did it turn out?
That's going to be, I mean, in what's also crazy is it's definitely not case law, or case law has already been done. Mm-hmm. This is not the first time this has happened at somebody's house. There's been plenty of calls where we've shown up all across the nation and the homeowner gets shot because they came out with a weapon or things of that nature. So some officers have been exonerated and then other officers have been convicted. Yeah. So, all right. Let's see what's next.
Hello?
Can I help you?
Hello? Yes, we have a return order for my ex-boyfriend, and he's right here in the front.
What's
my mom's
the
house.
Address?
17 West 59th Street.
17 West 59th Street. Is this a house or apartment?
It's a house.
Where is he at right now?
He's in front of my house.
In front?
Okay,
and you have a restraining order against him?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, all you say is bullshit, okay? It's
one
all
second.
Night.
One second. Don't talk to him.
Fucking there. Ask Coco. Coco ain't got bullshit.
There's another talk to him.
One second. I'm talking to the officers. Don't hang up. I'm going to have more questions for you, okay?
That's a good call taker.
Okay. Hold
on.
Okay, so knowing that I've got a restraining order, I've got a lot of ammunition if the guy's still on scene. So typically my mind going in is if he's there, he's going in cuffs immediately.
And the only thing with you and I being in Texas, is a restraining order same as a criminal trespass in Cali, or is it something different? That's what my question is.
Yes.
Is it either going to be considered court or is it criminal is what I'm looking at.
Yeah, that I'm not sure. I don't even see him yet. Oh, there he is. Okay, so as I'm chasing, here's the things I'm looking at. Shoes and anything that stands out so I can yell out what I'm looking at. You know, I got a white male running in, you know, Jordans or a white male in no shoes. That helps a lot too when they don't have shoes on. White male, no shirt. Like this, that's what it looks like from here. No shirt, black sweatpants maybe. So always looking out for very distinguished things to call out the direction. And then the other thing that I'm really concerned about is the hands and blind corners. So what really slows us down in a foot chase is if he were to take an immediate right now,
you gotta slow.
I got to slow way down and I have to get away from the wall and kind of sweep out pie the corner, as they say. And that puts us behind, especially if he keeps running. I like it. We're catching up. Oh, taser 7. 10, I mean.
Stay by.
Beautiful. Have you seen the taser 10 yet?
I have, just on demo videos.
That was a taser 10. So you can tell by the way it turns on, is it sounds like a Star Trek weapon. It's the only way
I can just you have to restart somebody's heart.
Yeah. I'm going to play it again. He had already turned it on. So the Taser 10 has 10 probes in it. and you shoot them individually. So you shoot, and then you shoot, and you look for a result. If it doesn't happen, you shoot again. And you just try to keep.
Now, as,
go ahead.
When you say 10 probes, is it single or dual? Are there still
single?
Dual? Okay, single. Just single.
Yep. Okay. So it's you shoot one, and mm-hmm. it shoots true to aim at up to 45 feet, and then you aim low. Obviously, you try to split the hemisphere, as they say, split the belt line.
Yeah. You're creating the spread.
Yeah, you create the spread. Yeah. So I like that he's so big. He set off the car alarm when he hit it.
Yep.
But from here, I like what this corporal, it looks like a corporal. I like what he's doing. He's telling his guys, hey, stay hands off. I've got probes in him, meaning he can continue to tase him again if this guy doesn't roll over. The taser cycles for 5 seconds. It doesn't continuously go off, so people know. Let me see what the people are saying here. Marine blood, it's definitely hard. There are thieves who have pretended to be... Oh, he's talking about the last video. Nice, that makes sense. Far more likely to get a good connection that way. Yes, I agree. Because you're in control and you know you've got multiple shots, so it's great. Let's keep going here. I'd hit him again. He's getting up onto his knees. There you go. Little body check.
So I'm supposed to like believe, man, fuck that, dude.
You're on the ambulance.
You guys are assholes, nigga.
Hey, yeah, how was that?
You guys are assholes, nigga. Like,
that's not very good language.
No, he's got assault on an officer now. He didn't listen to a legal command.
Yep. And then he tried to body check his way through and failed.
He was a person of interest until he friggin' slammed that officer. Now he's got all their interest.
Right. So I like it. I like it. All right. Let's keep on going. We're smoking through these videos, by the way. I'm glad I picked as many as I did. All right. Let's go through the next.
Once you go in, I'm not going from a concentrated point of view, creating space if someone else could go in.
All right. This is very hard to tell what we're doing here because it looks like we're already inside of a house.
Yep.
Like that looks like a bathroom where my mouse is at. Like that's the tub.
Right.
I can't tell what the hell's going on. So I'll just let it keep going.
Hey, Derek.
Somebody.
Once you get hurt, your PO wants to talk to you. You have to understand.
Okay. So it's a parole violation issue. Mm-hmm. PO wants to talk that more than likely they have a right to go in with wherever they're at.
You have to break down the store and you get physical with us. We're going to have to charge you. What's that? You're already getting charged. All you have, man, is you missed the court hearing. That's all you did is you missed the court hearing. What's that? Okay, so you have to understand everything that's going to happen from now on. You don't want to hear that? We're done talking? Okay, so be it.
Okay, so I like the escalation attempt. Okay, bat is a deadly weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell. It doesn't look like these guys are wearing helmets.
We need a kick at the crib space. I have a page
on it. I think it's like off the hinge, the top hinge.
I'm very confused at the what they're trying to get into.
I'm hoping to show you a body camera.
It's almost like it's an attic space.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those little crawl-in spaces from closets. It looked like a stabbing motion. It's hard to tell. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
You got. Didn't that look like a stabbing motion?
It does. Mm-hmm.
On top of the head, Ray. Right here. Oh yeah, he's stabbing. Yeah, I would say they didn't have a choice because the shield guy was back and that officer was already compromised and said help. You could hear him when he went on the bed. So, I mean, it's one of those play stupid games. I hate that cliche saying, but that's a deadly weapon. You don't. Had you just listened, you wouldn't be in that position.
Exactly.
Obviously a wanted fugitive.
For 1 second, I've just now got my LinkedIn logged in. So,
are you serious?
Yep, it just now went live. It asked me my password again, and I stroked it out during the stabbing motion because I took the screen. And so we're in now, and it's finally going.
You didn't stroke it out on camera, did you? I can't.
I did not. No,
can't I'd be doing I, that. I'm
stroked it out on the keyboard. Out of sight, out of mind.
Good. I can't have that on my. On my platform, sir. That's not what we're about here at Two Cops, One Donut.
PG-13.
All right. Let's go to the next here.
What are you drinking tonight, Eric?
I already did my drinking, sir. We went out. My daughter had her orchestra concert, and she had a solo tonight. So we went out and celebrated with an impromptu dinner. That's what took us so long. And I partook in the festivities. Yeah, so it was a good time.
Family first.
All right, already here. Drop the gun. Drop the gun. Well, that happened really quick.
Hey, let me see
you.
Hey, I'm on the scene, police. Yeah, drop the gun. Drop the gun.
Impact.
All right. I'm not going to lie. If I've got an impact gun, that light, I'm going to shoot that thing out.
Yep.
I mean, because that is a hindrance big time.
A huge hindrance.
Drop the gun!
I don't see a... Okay, so he's coming out backwards. Hands are up. I don't think this is who we shot at, is it?
No.
We got shield. Those are not ballistic shields.
No.
That first one may be, but not that second one. That second one looks flimsy.
Daddy works out shoulders every day.
Look at these little shorties they got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed. Short barrel rifles.
Yeah, we're actually rocking SBRs up here, too.
Yeah, sheriff's departments can get away with that stuff, man. We got to walk through hoops to get those. Well, that guy didn't get shot. That was pretty... I'm not a big fan of that video. It didn't really show a whole lot, did it?
No.
All right, let's go to the next one here. Could do this all night, man. This is easy. All right.
You want to sit down for me real quick?
First concern, hands in pockets. I don't like that. I'm curious of why we're even approaching this guy, but probably being creepy at the park.
Huh? Can you put the knife down? No. Put the knife down.
Get the knife down.
Put the knife down.
How are we going less lethal with a knife?
Yeah, well, it depends on how many people we have. If we've got three, I'm okay with one person going less lethal, if they're comfortable. I'm not going less lethal, but if you're comfortable, I'm okay with you being comfortable with that. And I'm already shooting him with the taser right now.
Yep.
A reasonable and prudent person is not pulling a knife out on uniformed police officers and ignoring them when they say, put it down repeatedly.
To explain to people, this is Axon that he's using, Axon Body 3s. This is a fisheye view. We've explained this, but there may be somebody watching this for the first time. So this is a 180 view. And basically that person, it's kind of like when you look in your passenger mirror, objects are closer than they appear. That guy is a lot closer than what this camera portrays. So he is definitely in taser range, just to kind of identify that for folks.
Absolutely.
Now!
Tase him.
Put it down, you're going to get tased! Taser, taser, taser!
Oh, it looks like the bottom one missed.
Ineffective, Kate.
One taser.
Ineffective, Kate.
I think you see, man.
Get distance. Get distance. Put the knife down.
Crossfire is the next concern. Mm-hmm. Our officers are directly across from us. So if I'm in the body cam video, I'm moving extremely to my left, maybe using this tree as a barrier, unless he keeps walking forward. Oh, it's not a very big tree, is it?
Crossfire!
Damn, like Nostradamus in this bitch.
Crossfire!
Yep.
Get the gun! Put it down! Put it down!
And they're trying like crazy like to tase this guy.
Put the knife down! Dude, come on! Put it down! 19 shots fired! Shots fired!
Okay, this guy's
get down! Get down! Crossfire!
He dropped the knife.
Okay.
That's what it was. I was like, God, he's ballsy.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're watching that and you're like, that was a shit show. Well, that's how that stuff goes. We're all trying to play off of each other's moves.
Yep.
And we're trying to play off this guy's moves.
And we're using the least force that we can to get the job done.
Yeah. And so when you're moving around like that, the officer's trying to yell crossfire, crossfire, crossfire. But as you can see, the bad guy's movements kind of limited the other officers from being able to be like, oh, okay, we see it, but they couldn't move back with him to try to create a good L or whatever shape you want to call it, but to stay offline of each other. So that's actually a really good video just to show how we end up getting all across from each other sometimes like that. This is what I call suicide by cop.
Put the knife down.
Mm-hmm.
Put the knife down. Put the knife down. Put it down now.
I like they all have red dot sights.
Yeah.
One taser, one taser.
Test, test, test. That mic sounds funny in my head.
Get distance. Get distance. Put the knife down.
Look, everybody's trying to move into a direction.
That's five on them. Right.
Go. Put it down. Put the knife down. Dude,
put it down or shoot.
Put it down. Get down.
43 shots fired.
I like that they recognize that the threat dropped.
Yeah, they did a good job for the circumstances.
Yeah, they recognize that the knife fell, and then that guy moved in, like letting everyone know, hey, I got it. And it was good teamwork. I got no issues with it. And from here, you render aid, get the guy help, and it's just another day in the books.
And it's a day shift. I mean, you know how upset
they are. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta say that, man.
The you just made him do paperwork.
That's right.
Shut up, day shift. You know it's true. And that is all the videos I've got right now, sir. That's all I got loaded up. Let me, man?
Load your friggin' trooper carrying out video.
Give me a second here. Let me find that guy. For those that have not seen this video.
If you haven't seen it, you've been under a rock. But some of you I know work a lot, and I get that, but y'all got an opportunity right here to see this. This dude's my friggin' hero.
Let me see here. For some reason, I got they turned it into this crap. Why can't I don't know how to make it play? Learn more. See video. Oh, there we go.
You raise me up. You raise me up.
Super loud in my ear.
You raise me up. You raise me up.
He's so big.
Done. And if I ever find out who that is, man, I'm gonna invite him up here to Jacksboro and free take to a steak dinner.
Right.
Awesome.
Well, he definitely will take the steak dinner. He looks like he eats only steak as a big dude.
Protein.
let me look here. Pull up my Instagram. I'm just seeing if there's any videos I posted that caused a little bit of a shitstorm too. And we can discuss those. Let me see here. We'll go to my reels because those are usually what get people going. This lady here. This one got people's feels all upset all over the board. Let me click on that. Let's share the screen. Share screen. Share. Okay. Oh, shit.
Is it working? You still there? You froze for a second.
So, I just watched that video and you guys didn't see it, did you?
Nope.
Fuck.
I was asking you, I was like, are you good? I even sent you a text. I was like,
yeah, did I look frozen?
Yeah.
I just watched the whole video. Son of a bitch. I'm just sitting there watching it with you guys. Nope, you weren't watching it at all. It was just me watching it because I forgot to share the screen. Son of a bitch.
That's great. Let's do it again.
Okay, let me do take two. I'm such a moron. All right.
Okay, so we have some First Amendment auditors.
You good now? What the Third Amendment is?
Rather not answer questions.
I'm sorry.
Rather not answer questions, if that's okay.
Look, this is pertaining to your job.
Is it?
Yeah, you took the sacred oath to uphold the Constitution.
Well, my job right now is to make sure that there is peaceful protest.
I didn't say anything rude to you.
Can you put the phone down? Human
too. I understand that. And that's why I approach you with politeness and respect.
We go up to this officer.
All right. So there's the video. And people were kind of across the spectrum as far as like, and it was other cops too. I saw that like, she shouldn't be a cop. Da, 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 da. I'm like, listen, I think early in my career, I may have agreed with you, but I've worked around officers. Is like, that's literally how they get their energy out.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how they handle stress. They just cry. Perfectly functional cops under stress. That's just their body's response.
What amendment was he asking for?
The third. He wanted to know what the Third Amendment was, which I had to look it up. I was like, I don't know what that is. So the whole argument that the auditor is making is that you need to know the Constitution because you swore to uphold it. Agreed. You should be familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing it verbatim, and this is what ends up happening. You go to the academy and you learn all the amendments. You especially learn the amendments that affect police work. And then all the rest of them, you never really deal with ever again.
Right.
No different than in school when you learn the Bill of Rights and all that stuff initially. Unless you became a cop or joined the military or anything like that. Like, I doubt you really mess with the amendments ever again. And you know the ones, the popular ones. You're like, I know what the Second Amendment is. I get a gun. You know, I know what the First Amendment is. I get to talk. And I know what the Fifth Amendment is because I get to plead it. Like, that's about as far as the extent goes for a lot of people. I'd say probably the majority. But for cops, like, I think it's basically first, second, not the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, eighth, 14th. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. But those are the primary amendments that we deal with repeatedly. So, yeah, we're going to know something about those. Know them verbatim? No. Like, I deal with the Fourth Amendment probably the most, and I still don't have that memorized verbatim.
No.
But that's just, I just know the elements. Mm-hmm. And people were arguing, like, well, how do you know if you're violating somebody's rights? Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you think you're right. Sometimes you think you have a lawful reason to be there. And that's why we have the courts, because we screw up. We're here. That
and our SOP and general orders. So if you basically look at those across the country, those are dancing around the amendments to where we're not infringing. So what they're doing is they're making us learn these general orders and standard operating procedures. When I say SOPs, for those of you that don't know, it's ensuring that we follow that so we don't infringe upon anybody's amendments. So do we know them, you know, verbatim? There's probably some law enforcement guys out there that know them really well, a lot better than I do or Eric does. And that's great for them. I'm proud of them. We can obviously look it up and figure it out. I mean, that one's in reference to housing military illegally, or so I can't remember the whole, but I don't know it verbatim, and I don't have a reason to right now.
Yeah, I don't. And then the other part that I like to argue is when we show up, we're investigating. Part of investigating is figuring out if we have a right to hold you, if we don't have a right to hold you, if a crime has been committed or if it hasn't been. But there's a grace period that we have to figure that stuff out. And if I determine that I've got more reason to investigate or detain you or arrest you, well, then I'm afforded that investigation grace, I guess is the best way to put it, as long as it's not unreasonable. And typically, as long as I've got a violation, then I'm not violating any civil rights, typically.
Right.
Doesn't mean that can't happen. But that's how cops work. And when I say elements, I think that's what confuses a lot of people, is like, you don't know the Constitution. I'm like, well, I know elements.
Yep.
I know elements of an offense.
Yeah, elements of the offense are what every law enforcement officer across the country, in the patrol division at least, they've got to articulate that in their narrative, and that's the report that they're going to write. Why, you know, I'll give you an example. We arrest somebody for public intoxication in the state of Texas. We're going to have what's called the elements of the offense within that report. Why was he a danger to himself or others? We're describing what the body camera footage and dash cam footage is going to unveil in court if it goes to court. That's the important part of this. So a lot of people don't realize that. I mean, we're not just taking somebody to jail because we smell beer in their breath being in public. It's the totality, which is another one, totality of the circumstances.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're not in the world of what we do, I get why that is confusing. I get why that would irritate me as a citizen, because it seems like from the outside looking in, cops need to know the laws. I hate to tell you that not even lawyers and judges who only deal with the laws know all the laws.
Right.
So that's kind of how I start breaking that down for people, as I'm like, well, do you think an attorney knows all the laws? Attorneys, just like doctors, specialize. They find a section of the law that they work best in. And I think oftentimes, if you think of the law like being a doctor, that's how that works out. And cops, we know we have our go-tos, DWI officers. They know mm-hmm. the DWI law. I don't.
Dope cops.
Yeah, dope cops. They know all the narcotics and search laws. Robbery detectives know everything to do with robbery and theft and stuff like that. So you get these specialties. And then your law enforcement officer is just a general practitioner. he's your regular old checkup doctor.
Yeah.
A little bit about everything, but he's not a master of any of it.
No, he's your care now doc that's going to fix the problem right then, and he's going to research the rest.
Yes, that's the best way to look at it. And that inevitably reached into the get rid of qualified immunity. Listen, I'm going to say this, and I've said it a million times, but I don't think I've done one on a live. I think all of you guys that want to get rid of qualified immunity do not understand qualified immunity. Because an officer, once it's determined that he's committed a crime or anything like that, he loses qualified immunity. And when they lose just because they lose qualified immunity or don't, they can still be fired. They can still be criminally charged. What else am I missing? That is, if you want qualified immunity to go away, I need to know what the benefit would be. Because really the only thing that qualified immunity prevents is a private lawsuit from you to that officer.
Yep.
And if you take that part away, that is what's going to cause you to not have cops. Mm-mm. Then the job's definitely not worth it, because anybody and their mom could just do a frivolous lawsuit at any time and tie up the system, tie up that officer, because they may get pulled from the street, and you could sue literally an entire department.
Right.
So qualified immunity is not what you think it is. As long as if the officer's been deemed by the judge to have committed a crime, they lose qualified immunity. Like, what's his nuts from George Floyd? Mm-hmm. He lost qualified immunity immediately. Once he was charged, he lost qualified immunity. So, again, I'm not a lawyer, but this is how I understand it. Is that how you understand it too, Manny?
It is. And to capitalize on that, I don't know about you, but I get a ton of messages on LinkedIn from people across the country in reference to, and they're positive, and it's, man, if I ever saw you on a traffic stop and you were struggling with somebody and you asked for help, we would be there.
Shit. You know, I saw you struggling. I'd stand back and watch the show.
and that's great. You know what I mean? And then people are like, well, is there a law for that? And I'm like, well, in Texas there is. And I think it actually goes 50 statewide. What's up, Isaiah? And it's called posse comitatus. So they train a lot of these, you know, academy cadets when they're in the academy, and it's, you know, some of this small stuff is in through one ear and out the other, but I've actually had to utilize posse comitatus and actually went into a narrative. It went into, had to, you know, tell the DA why, and it was basically fighting with a dude that was much stronger than me and was strung out on some different street drugs and wasn't feeling any pain. So posse comitatus, for those that don't know, is if I'm in my uniform, my bright green weenie uniform with my county badge on, and I'm wrestling with a guy on the street, and I look over at you and say, come help me. I am at that 30-second little venture of time when you come over and help me get an arm or get something like that. You are bested by the powers of the state of Texas to help and effect an arrest.
You've been deputized.
That's right. And it's and once the incident is over, posse comitatus goes away. And with me, you know, I'm not the sheriff, but if I was a sheriff, it would be, or the police chief, be a huge plaque. Hey, thank you very much for being an outstanding civilian that came over and helped us for what we're doing. And that law is amazing. That law comes from the 1800s and it still survived. It's still in there for today. So what's funny, Eric, is I'll ask, let's just say other agencies about this. If I'm speaking at their event or doing that, hey, what's posse comitatus? What is that, Italian? What are you trying to say?
Reggile.
Yeah, it's like, and that's, no, I'm not getting on to them, but
yeah,
let's look at everything that's available. I'm not telling you to understand the entire thing, but Posse Comitatus is there to help us. It's there to help just a person across the street that wants to help. That kind of gives them this extra power that protects them on that. And I love to be able to talk about it.
Yeah. I had Mark Lamb from Pinell County on, mm-hmm. and they actually have posses, which is where that comes from. And he enacted bringing posses back where you can go work for the sheriff's department for free and assist other deputies on the job.
And I don't know if you know or not, Eric, but we have posses at most rural sheriff's offices around Texas. So we have one up here where I work, and the posses up here, like if we have a missing person or something like that, we can get dispatched to call the sheriff's posse. Hey, give us some people out here. These are people that have gone through somewhat of an application program. They're not friggin' nutso. They're going to come out and help. They're going to bring a lot of them are cowboys. Right. They ride horses. They're going to come out and help. But we also have the sheriff's posse rodeo. And then Palo Pinto County, I'm not a rodeo guy. I'm trying to learn more about it because I'm out here in a rural area. But if you're anybody in the PBR, which is Professional Bull Riding Association, as you go up through the ranks and go through everything across the country, when you're doing all your events, you will go to Palo Pinto County in Mineral Wells and actually do a show. But they also have and it's at the Palo Pinto County Sheriff's Posse Arena. And that's pretty cool, man. I mean, that starts from the 1800s and it's still going 100% strong today.
That's badass. Yeah. I'm going to go out and ride with Frank out there, Fridays with Frank. And I'm going to be sworn in as an official posse member.
Heck yeah. That is awesome.
I know. I'm excited. So I got to pick a date, but
you're riding his charger and some traffic with him, man.
That's I told him I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt and a cowboy hat. So
I'm from Texas, guys. What's up?
That's right. I'm going to be a freaking, what do they call them? Boogaloos? Mm-hmm. Boogaloos.
That's great.
Yeah. I want to get my staccato first before I go out there. That's the next goal. I'm going to give me a staccato someday.
There you go.
So my department got them approved. So I'm going to get a staccato P aluminum frame with an SRO Trigicon red dot. Oh,
there you go.
And it's going to be nice, sir. But, but that's all I got for tonight, sir. You got anything else?
I don't, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Short and sweet. I mean, we're at 10 at night, so it's kind of late for for our audience. I don't think we have near as many on as we usually do. Very impromptu. And I think we got a good hour in. I think we did a power hour. So I'm very happy with it. But I appreciate you being on, brother. For all of those watching, I'm going to upload this, obviously, on our audio as well. I'm going to give a shout out to my sponsors, Ghost Patch, which I don't have a Ghost Patch right next to me, which I normally do. I'm looking.
Mine's in the living room that you gave me, and I should have brought it in here.
Damn it. Oh, well. So make sure you guys check out Ghost Patch. They have those metal flex patches. They look like real metal, but they're not. And they made a bunch of Two Cops, One Donut ones for us. And so I've been – they're badass. Make sure you guys check them out. Tell them Two Cops, One Donut sent you. And then shout out to – Marine Blood said, I need 7 more hours for my shift to keep going. And then, Mario Lopez is on. Like, is that AC Slater from Saved by the Bell, Mario Lopez?
I bet that dude's sick of hearing that if it's not.
I know. That'd be cool if it is. And then my other sponsor, Peregrine. So there's so much to tell you guys about Peregrine, and it really only applies to police officers. So if you are a cop, this is more for you guys. Just think of them this way. It's like an AI that's new for police. They can look through all of your stuff, relate cases together. It goes farther than that. It can scrub through your body cam footage and look for suspects. It can look for geolocations of your units and stuff that you guys have been a part of. It can look through city cameras. It can do all these things. It can bring cases together that you may not know were related. Let me see what else. It can help you with CompStat. CompStat generally takes around 12 to 20 hours a week to put together, depending on the size of your department. This can do it in 5 minutes. Once you get it set up, obviously, you got to set it to your parameters and what you're looking for. Super customizable. And it does a lot. It does more than this. I'm just telling you the stuff I know as a cop, like how it works. And that's all I can think of off the top of my head for right now. So
do you have your video available for that?
I do. I'm not going to play it right now because it's a little lengthy. Go to, you guys can check it out on my YouTube page if you want. But it is definitely something that I think will change law enforcement. I think it's right up there with DNA testing, fingerprinting, LPRs, all the things that I think we've taken advantage of over the last couple decades as cops, that I don't think we'd know what the hell to do if we didn't have them anymore. So, I think Peregrine's going to be that next thing. So go check them out. Please, if you have more questions, reach out to me directly. You can DM me on any of the platforms. Just say, hey, I had questions about Peregrine. Like the Falcon, Peregrine, if you're wondering how to spell it. And then if you don't want to reach out to me because you're like, no, he's a company man now, reach out to them directly. Either way, I don't care. Like, because I got mine. I'm using it. I know it's the shit. So I'm catching bad guys more than you. So.
Or if my connections on LinkedIn have any questions about this and you can't get a hold of Eric, get a hold of me. I'll forward it to Eric.
Yes.
Whatever information you need.
Absolutely. So with that said, guys, thank you very much. Marine Blood, take it easy. Have a good shift, brother. Mario Lopez, thank you. Steve Wallace, I'm just trying to think of all the other people that gave little chimes out there. So talk to you guys later and good night.